نخزك ourselves in your tefillah. Tefillah always needs chizuk. It's a very deep, raw topic. I'm not gonna, can't talk, say everything about tefillah. Zat Hashem, we will try to get some chizuk together, touch upon some of the deeper, broader topics. Okay, here we go. Try to bear with me for a half hour. We got some good Torah together. Ready? Okay, there's Rabbeinu Bechaye. Heard Rabbeinu Bechaye? Rabbeinu Bechaye is a Rishon. One of the main Rishonim on the Torah. I believe he was in Kabbalistic inclinations. A lot of what's brought there is very deep. So I want to share with you Rabbeinu Bechaye. It's a metzia. It's a wild piece. It's Rabbeinu Bechaye on Parshas Chayesara. The pasuk says that Sarah died in Kiryas Arba hi chevra. Tamas Sarah in Kiryas Arba hi chevra. Sarah died in a place called Kiryas Arba hi chevra. It's two names, Kiryas Arba and Chevra. So Rashi brings two reasons why it's called Kiryas Arba, why Chevra is also called Kiryas Arba. You know them? Rashi says two pshatim. One is because there are four couples that are buried there. The second pshat is because there are the four giants that live there. Chimei, Talmai, Sheshai, their father. Rabbeinu Bechaye says the fourth pshat. Sorry, he says a third pshat. And listen up. He says that he's going to suggest that it's called Kiryas Arba and Chevron because that is a place the nefashos, the shamos, are mitchaber, lashon chevron, mitchaber, they connect to the olam ha'eloki, to the ir elokim, the city of God upstairs, which is the place of the arba nachanos ha'shchina, the four encampments of the shchina. Got that? It's called Kiryas Arba hi chevron, because there the souls could be mitchaber, chevron, mitchaber, connect to the arba, the Kiryas Arba, the four encampments in heaven, the four encampments of the Shechina in heaven. Wow, beautiful. He says it wasn't for naught that the Avos so badly wanted to be in Chevron, to be buried in Chevron. And here's a line. And this line is big. He says, because from there, the neshamas are zocha to connect to their source, which is the kisei hakavod. From there, neshamas are able to connect to the source, which is the kisei hakavod, the throne of glory. Okay, that's a big word. Kisei hakavod, the throne of glory. The Rabbeinu Bechaye told us, and it's called Kiryas Arba hi chevron, because it's a place to be mitchaber to the Arba Machanos Hashchina, and for the neshamas to connect to their source, which is the throne of glory, the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbeinu Bechaye says elsewhere, and other big swarm say, that what does that mean, Kisei HaKavod? That means that when we see Kisei HaKavod, that means that the tefillas are ola. That is a place for the tefillas to be oila, the kisei hakavod. That is a makom of chibur, a makom to connect to the kisei hakavod, which is what we're trying to do when we're nisbalo. Okay? Got the Rabbeinu Bechaye? Okay. So just a plan. We're going to five steps here, hopefully, if we have time. We're going to raise two issues. suggest answer and halach, and then expound upon that on two levels, five steps. So stone step one and the Rabbeinu B'chayim. What are Rabbeinu B'chayim? Three questions are Rabbeinu B'chayim are as follows. There's an open pasuk in Yirmiyahu. We could ask 100 questions, but we're going to keep it to three. There's an open pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu that says Kisei Kavod, Throne of Glory, Maro Mirishon, lifted from the beginning, Makom Mikdashen. Kisei Kavod is Makom Mikdashen, which is the Makom of the Mikdash. Where's the Mikdash? Yerushalayim, right? Mikdash is in Yerushalayim. So where's the Kisei HaKavod? If you want to connect to the Kisei HaKavod in this belt, how do you do that? Through the Mikdash. Not Hebron. Not Kiryat Arba. Question number two. Mishnah Brachos. Now, if Chav Ches in the Beis says that if a person is riding on a donkey and he doesn't know how to face the Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, he should be Mechav Amibo, he should turn his heart to where? To the Kodshe HaKadoshim. Because when you're when he's ready to daven. A person's on a donkey and he wants to daven, he can't get off the donkey, where should he daven towards? The Kodesh HaKadosh in Yerushalayim. So again, when we daven, where do we daven towards? Yerushalayim, to the Kodesh HaKadosh, not to Chevron. Beautiful. The third kasha is that Pasuk in, after Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, he davened a tefillah that all tefillahs should come through this bias, through the Beis HaMikdash. Even non-Jews that would come and daven, they should daven through the Beis HaMikdash. His prayer was v'hispalalu el bayis hazeh. That's in Divrei Yomim, Beis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. That all tefillahs should come through the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and those are three sources. Even without those three sources, you guys know that when you daven, the place where all tefillahs go through are Yerushalayim, Tzion, Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ben Mechaye is bringing this new, novel idea that the Kisei HaKavod is connected. The way to get the Kisei HaKavod in this world is through Chevron. Ma Holeich Po, what's going on? You guys hear me clearly? Yeah? Oh, you got the kashas? Beautiful. That's Shlav 1, Step 1, clear. We have the Chevron thing, the kashas. How does this work? Is it Chevron? Is it Yerushalayim? Is it Yerushalayim? Is it Chevron? Step 2. There's machlokas in Brachos, it's very famous machlokas between two Amorayim, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says Itmar, and if the Gemara says Itmar, it is introducing a machlokas Amorayim. Anytime the Gemara says Itmar, it's introducing machlokas Amorayim, that means two Amorayim are disagreeing. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina says, the tefillos, the three prayers that we daven every day, where did that come from? It says the avos from Itakin, the tefillos. Tefillos avos tiknum. The avos enacted our tefillos. The avos enacted our tefillos. Ah, shalom no migurin.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Okay, so Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinina says that the tefillos come from our avos, from Avin and Tzachin Yaakov. Right? The pasuk says, By Avram Bayashkim, Avram Baboker, in the morning, El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham, after Sodom, to the place where he Amad Sham. Amad is a lashon of tefillah. Amad Sham, Baboker, Yaakov was Metaken, Shachris. Yitzchak, Ayetze Yitzchak, Asuch Basadel, Lefnos Erev. Yitzchak went out to talk, to have a conversation in the field at Mincha time, evening. That was Mincha, and Yaakov, Vayivka, Bamakom, he met up in the place, which Chazal Darshan to mean Tfilah, Vayalen, Shun, and he went to sleep there. He davened before he went to sleep, which is Tfilas Marid. Okay, I didn't say much now. All I said was that this opinion is that the Tfilah comes from where? From the Avos. Our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shachas Mincha Maariv. Good. The other opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Levi. And Rabbi Shimon Levi says that where does Tefillah come from? The Tefillah is connected the Temidin. Tefillah corresponds to the daily korbanos that we had in Beis HaMikdash. Tefillah is in the place of Avoda. The Gemara in Taina says, what is that? It says in the Pasuk, Ado B'chol Avchem, you should serve Hashem with all your heart. What is an avodah shebelev? Says the Maran in Tainus, zu tefillah. And according to him, shachris is corresponding to the shachris, the tamid shel shachar, first morning offering. Mincha corresponds to the tamid shel ben arbayim, the mincha tamid. And mariv corresponds to the hektar chalav and devarim, when they burned the fats and the limbs of those tamidin on the mizbeach. Okay, so what we have over here is a machlokas on the rayim. Machlokas means agreement or disagreement, right? Disagreement. A disagreement between two amarayim whether the tefillahs come from the avos or the tefillahs come from the karbanos. It's all very nice until you learn the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Rambam in Mishnah Torah and Hilchas Tefillah says, he paskins, and he seems to say, like one of the sides, he says that the rabbis were metaken, they enacted the tefillahs according to the number of karbanos, two tefillahs every day, corresponding to the two karban tamids, and at night, corresponding to the burning of the limbs and the fats. Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, look it up. The Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, holds that Tefillah comes from Karbanos. The problem is, and this is our second question of today's shiur, is the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, is discussing the mitzvahs that were brought, that were given before Matan Torah. And he says Adam Rishon got six mitzvahs, Noach got another mitzvah, Avram got Milah, and he started the Davin Shachris. Yitzchak brought Mincha, Yaakov brought Maariv. It goes through the whole evolution until listen, this is a big line. Ad Shemba Moshe Rabbeinu, until Moshe Rabbeinu came, v'nishlama Torah al yado. And the 613 that we have were completed through Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very clear, towards the Rambam, that the tefillahs of Shachas Mincha Maariv that we have in our Torah is founded upon, is that a word, founded? Yeah. Founded upon Tfilis, the enactment, the Shachras of Avram, the Mincha of Yitzchak, and the Maariv of Yaakov. So it seems to be that the Rambam is contradicting himself because he's paskening both like Rabbi Yishu ben Levi and Rabbi Yosef ben Mechinina, both Avos and Karbanos. Okay, that's a problem. That was question number two. Clear? I hope so. Okay, just a chazer before we go weiter. We had a stira, not a stira, but Rabbeinu Bechaya told us that the way, the place that we're mitchaber to the Kisei HaKavod in this world is Chavron, mitchaber Chavron. That's where the four encampments of the Shechina are, Kiryas Arba, and that's where the Kisei HaKavod is. We know from Psukim and Chazal and everywhere that we brought that the Kisei HaKavod is in Yerushalayim Meir Kodesh, and the way to be mispalo is to be mechaved your lev to Yerushalayim Meir Kodesh. Obviously, so where does Chavron come in? Rabbeinu Bechaya knows all those Psukim and all the Gemaras that we brought. I promise you, he knew that, and he still said the Kisei HaKavod, the way to get the Kisei HaKavod is to Chavron, and then. That was question number one. Question number two is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in two Sfarim, Hilchot Melachim and Hilchot Tefillah, like both opinions, both that Tefillahs come from the Avos and that Tefillahs are connected to Tamidin, Deir Karbanos, Eich Yechal Yot, how could this be? It was an Itmar in the Gemara. Itmar means Machlokes and Marai. How could Rambam paskin like both? Okay, that was step number two. Step number three is very short. It seems obvious at this point that we have to say this. Things are going to start coming together. It seems that there are two aspects of tefillah. Those of your chassidish, two bechinas of tefillah, two foundation of tefillah. They're both MS. Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. This is all MS. What do I mean? There's one bechina tefillah, which is connected to Tamidin, which corresponds to the daily karbanos. That's a tefillah that we call avoda. That's a tefillah that is ola derech the mikdash. That's the tefillah that you get to the kisei hakavod. That bechina tefillah is the tefillah that goes to the mikdash, to the kisei hakavod. There's another additional bechina aspect, foundation of tefillah, which the Avos brought to the world. And that is the tefillah, that is Ola, the Kisei HaKavod, Derech Chevron. Shnehem Emet, they're both present in all of our tefillahs. They're not contradicting each other, they work together, they complement each other. We're going to speak about each of those a little bit and try to bring it all together. Clear? That was step three. This is all true. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the tefillah, which is connected to Tamidin, Avoda, Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos says, it's obvious, the line of the Gemara in Shabbos, Klum chaser lebeis hamelech. Is anything missing in the house of the king? The answer is no. Nothing's missing in the house of the king. You guys hear me well? Yeah? There's nothing missing in
yes.
Oh, I just want to hear your voice now. There's nothing missing in the house of the king. Hashem, let's start with just the king. The king has everything. Here it's Hashem. The question is, how do you get into the house of the king? How are you let in? You have to have like a special key, a code. There are two factors that we see in the Chazal. Factor number one, Maran Bracha says, and if you want to read Kriya Shema on your shorts, it's mutter. If you want to say Kriya Shema on your shorts, from your waist down, mutar, it's permitted. But tefillah ad sheichalsa es libo. A tefillah, you have to be covering your torso. Davin, Shemona Esrei, you have to be covering your torso also. Why? Rashi says, because you're Omer Yifnei HaMelech. You're standing in front of the king. Rest of Tefillah, Pesukah D'Zimra, even Kriya Shema. You're not. But when you're really in Tefillah, you're Omer, the Shemot HaEsrei, the Amidah, you're standing in front of the king. The Sfarim say, that's why we start off a Tefillah with the words, Hashem, Aleph Daled, Nun Yun. Lashon Adonos, master. Because that's the same thing as the Malchus. You're standing in front of the master, the king. And you have to internalize that as you approach the Shemoneh Esrei. That's step number one. is that when you recognize that you're standing in front of the King, and the King in charge of everything, has everything, you're almost in the palace. Step number two is the avoda, shabo, a karban, idea of a karban, Ramban and others say, bring a sacrifice, you're really bringing yourself, sacrificing your life to Hashem. Rav Chagiga Tazayin of the Beis says, smicha b'chol kochenu ba'inan, that when you bring a karban, you do smicha on the karban, you lean on the karban. So you have to lean with all of your might. And the Ramban brings as one of his raya, as one of his sources, that that what you're doing is you're really bringing yourself up to Hashem through a karban. You're as much as you could getting into that zone where I'm bringing myself up to Hashem. That's why you lean your whole roof onto the korban to feel that as much as you could. And that's what the avodah of the korbanos was. So when we stand before the melech, recognizing that we're in front of the melech, with complete shibud, complete submission, then we're allowed into the palace. And we have all of our needs. As klum chaser lebeis hamelech, nothing is missing in the beis hamelech. And for us in this world, the geographical spot of the palace, the beis hamelech, is derech the mikdash. That's what the mikdash is in this world, it's the beis Hashem. That is the bechina of approaching tefillah through avoda or the shabalev. That is what when we say tefillah is connected to midin, and that is what's only to the kisei kavod derech the mikdash. Shalom Yosef Faraday, Baruch Haba. That's a chus. Okay, now the Abbas. Abbas is a little deeper. I'm going to express what I could. Be a little food for thought. It's a springboard. Everything I'm saying, by the way, is based on the Torah of Moshe Shpiel Zatzal. Don't blame him for my lack of clarity. Ideas are from him. Okay, so we spoke about Chevron. And Kiryas Arba. Uniqueness of the names of the city. We didn't speak about Ma'aras HaMachpelah specifically yet. Because we know that others were going for Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And Rabbi Nassim Weiss, I just spoke to you earlier, the Talmud of Moshe Shapiro, clarified some of these points. So he pointed out to me that Maris Machpela is mentioned 10 times, focused on 10 times in Sefer Bereishis. Maris Machpela itself is very big within Chevra. So first we have to speak a little bit about Maris Machpela. 3 minutes. I hope this thing doesn't turn off. A little bit about Maris Machpela, and then hopefully we'll understand a little bit about Tefillah of us. So the root of the word Machpela is kaful, kefel, doubled. Doubled does not mean two things, it does not mean one thing and then another. Doubled always in Torah and Chazal mean one thing twice. That's what Machpela means. One thing twice. I'll give you three sources. It shows up by the Choshen Mishpat, one of the Big Day Kahuna, one of the priestly garments. It says that it should be Ravuayiya square, kaful, folded. It should be folded over, meaning when you fold the same thing, just folded over twice. Also says, Bagadeva, if you steal something and you're caught, what do you have to do? Shnayim Yashalim. You got to pay back twice. And Chazal called that famously Kefel. Kefel. Paying the same payment twice. Lastly, quickly, there's something called the Tnai Kafu, that sometimes in halacha, in order to have an effect, a Tnai, an agreement, a condition needs to be kaful. It needs to be doubled. We learned from Moshe Rabbeinu's condition to the B'nai Gad and Reuven. The Shevet of Gad and Reuven, they wanted to stay on one side of the Yarden, Eber Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you come into Eretz Yisrael and fight with the rest of the Jews, then you could stay, you'll get the land on the other side of the Yarden. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't, and we learn that's called a Tnai Kafur. That's a big source in halacha. If you do come, you will get the land. If you don't, you won't. Okay? Again, that's the same thing twice, because whenever you say a condition, if I say, if you're wearing shoes, you could come into my house, I already said that if you're not wearing shoes, you can't come into my house. That's already self-explanatory from the condition. So if I say both the positive and the negative, that's just a repetition of the same thing. That was much as pure that the Marasa Machpela, in addition to the Pshatim that we know, Marasa Machpela, the doubled cave, is a place for people who live the double lives. It's that their life in this Olam Hazeh was in complete alignment, completely in sync with the plan for their life in the Olam Ha'Alim, in the upper worlds, in the Olam Ha'Enes. The two worlds were completely in sync, completely aligned with double life. They didn't veer from the plan, from the path. You're going to ask me Adon Chava? That's what I went to ask from Nelson Weiss. He said Moshe Shapiro did not explain Adon Chava. He said it. He said even after the Chet, Adon Chava were still a Evian that spoke to Hashem. Their life was very in tune with the Matana Elia. That being said, the Shemayim and Aretz, and Hashem created the Shemayim and Aretz, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashemayim Es Aretz. He created the world that the Shemayim is supposed to be a place of bestowal, and the world is a place where we receive that shefa, that bestowal from the Shemayim. When a person lives exactly in tune with the Ratzon in the Shemayim, then there's a complete shefa in all areas, in every area in this world. Bracha everywhere. Very quickly, we see this all over Bereshis. Two things that are overstressed. I'm not going to read out the psukim, but two things that are overstressed are the affluence of the Avos. Avram was loaded. Yitzchak was loaded. Yaakov was loaded. They were all wealthy. Extremely wealthy. Avimelech had to kick Yitzchak out. Rashi says, people were saying, I'd rather have the dung, the manure of the mules of Yitzchak and the gold and silver of Avimelech. The question is why? Avram and Yitzchak Yaakov didn't care about this stuff. If they did, they wouldn't be Avos. Yitzchak would probably have been happy to have the dung of Avimelech more than his gold and silver. Another point is the beauty of the Imamos, the physical beauty of the Imamos. Again, stressed all over the place throughout Sefer Bereishis. Again, why? Did Avraham and Yitzchak Yaakov need that beauty in order to appreciate their wives? No. We know that Rashi's first pshat, when Avraham went down to Mitzrayim, he said, Avraham told Sarah, I see now that you're beautiful. We got to put you in a box. You got to say, you have to say you're my sister. Rashi says, it doesn't mean I see now that you're beautiful. It's because Avraham Avinu didn't pay attention to that until then. He didn't even notice. It's the first time he noticed Sarah's beauty. So why is the Torah stressing that? That didn't really make a difference to them. But it's this idea that when a person is living his life in alignment with the Shemayim, and the Shemayim bestows, and in the Aretz, whoever is there living that life will receive all of the bracha, all of the shefa. So the tefillah of the Avos is that the Avos instilled in us the ability to, so to speak, go onto their shoulders and shachas mincha marav, step into their world and align ourselves with the Shemayim and turn to Shemayim and be mispalel towards the Shemayim, knowing that everything comes from there. And when we come into shachas mincha marav, we're coming into that place that they created for us, that we could become extremely aligned and in sync in the way of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov with the Shemayim, and have an open line, pipeline of Shefa and Bracha into our lives. And we turn up to Shemayim in the morning in Avraham's place. We turn to Shemayim in the evening in Mincha time in Yitzchak's place. And at night, in Yaakov's place, and we're zocha to all of that tov. That's what they made, that's the space that they made for us. Hopefully that brings clarity to the double existence of what's going on in the Mitzvah, that like Rabbeinu Bachaya told us, more of a secret, but that there is a tefillah that's shaykh to Yerushalayim, avoid it to the Karbanos, and that's a tefillah that's shaykh to the Chevra, to the Avos. We should be zocheh, all of us, to continue to be uplifted through a tefillah experience, to tap into what the Avos gave us, which is a direct connection to the Shemayim, and to be able to parallel, like we brought Karbanos the Shabbat songs, to come in front of the king, stand in front of him, submission, the zocha to all the brachos, luchnis, kashmis.